It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, I can't get sing as high as Tiny Tim. How about you, Dwayne?
I can't sing at all.
Maynard's not here to hit that high note as he always does on Thursdays.
And he can do it.
Yeah. How's it going today?
Good. To jump right into this, my horticulture concern of the day is this smoke that's going on.
Isn't that terrible?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I was at Becker for the state golf tournament yesterday. It was really thick. You could smell it, and it burned your eyes. And
you know, for people that have breathing problems, this sure isn't good, but you know what? It's not good for the plants either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, plants, what we breathe through our lungs and stuff, they take in the oxygen through their stomates, and with the smoke and crap that's in the air, it clogs up these stomates, and so a plant doesn't, you know, doesn't work properly, okay? It's not producing its sugars. It's not growing like it should. So if you have small plants that you can take control of, I would definitely wash them off to try to clean these stomates out.
Now when you say wash them off, just spray them down with water or what?
Yep, exactly.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting. You don't think of that when conditions are like this.
Some of us plant people do.
All right. Yeah, well, of course, the garden show happening again. Feel free to give us a call for any lawn or garden question you have for Dwayne, 320-598-7301. Or you can email your garden or lawn question over to klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And give us a call, 598-7301, with a garden question or lawn question for Dwayne.
Hey, I appreciated those texts this morning. A lot of great information there about why people garden and how many people garden. It was like 84% of the people in the United States have some form of garden.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it says a new study finds that 87% of Americans plan on gardening this summer, but not everyone has a green thumb. One in six Americans unintentionally kills every plant they try to grow. That one would be me.
And the other interesting fact that I saw there, and their number one complaint, besides killing the plant,
what?
Was knowledge.
Yep, the lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge on plants. And that's what we're here for, Paul. So they can call in and, they, you know what, they're not going to kill any more of their plants.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell them how to take care of them. I had an interesting conversation. There was a lady from a small town, and actually was a traveling nurse, and she came into the nursery here. She was from South Dakota and heard that she had to come down and talk to me. She had heard about our fertilizer, Earth Elements, and so she got some Earth Elements and is fertilizing the plants in South Dakota.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, that's really awesome.
Yeah. And remember, Earth Elements for vegetables, the reason that we had developed that was to get the minerals into the plants, into the produce, into the actual tomato, so when you eat it, you get the minerals, okay? So there's about every mineral in the world in our Earth Elements, and the time you should be putting that on your garden again is during the flower stage or when, like, the tomatoes are just forming. That will get the minerals into those vegetables.
Okay.
And that's what you want. You want quality vegetables.
Yeah.
And you know, with my diabetes and with my heart problems, I've been really studying Mediterranean diet, okay?
Okay. Mediterranean diet, yep.
Mediterranean
I've heard of
that. Diet, yep. Is 900% vegetables.
That's good for you.
Of course, 3/4 of your plant, 3/4 of your plate is supposed to be vegetables.
Yeah, the survey that I sent you there, Duane, says a new nationwide survey finds more than 2 in 3 Americans will try to grow their own food this year. 2 in 3, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And you know what? If you can grow a quality vegetable with that minerals in there, you're going to be a lot healthier and you're going to feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. And your veggies taste a lot better when it has a high mineral content.
Yep. Yeah, so stop on over at Heather Nursery there and pick up some of that Earth Elements. How often do you have to put that down, Duane?
Well, I would say approximately once a month. That's plenty. But you really, critical stage is the plant will tell you when it needs it, okay? If you have yellow leaves or the plant is starting to produce its fruit or its vegetables, that's when you should put it on because that's when those minerals get into the plant.
Ooh, okay. All right, well, we're kind of all over the place here today, this morning, but we'll back up here, Duane. What's our plant of the week today?
Purple salvias. They're really pretty out there. They're blooming. It's about an 18-inch to 2-foot plant. Shoots up spikes and has purple flowers. And the one, we have two of those different kinds. One's called Machnick, which means in German, you know, May night. Because they're really pretty, darker purple color. The other one's called Caradonna, which has purple flowers with a red stem. That's one of my favorites. So it's really pretty, easy to grow, zone 3 plant. And
how long does it bloom?
That blooms quite a long time. It'll bloom for at least a month. It's a perennial, so it comes back every year.
Okay.
And very hardy, I don't see insect diseases. I planted some 30 years ago in my front yard, and I still got them.
Okay.
So
all come in purple?
There's purple ones, there's pink ones, and we have white ones. And then that one with the red stem. So we have 4 different kinds of salvias.
All right.
And again, perennials, so they'll come back every year.
If you want to see a picture of it, I posted it up on our KLQP Radio Facebook page.
And, you know, we could... I took a lot of pictures this past week. There's a lot of beautiful plants out there right now. A lot of yellow different leaf plants like golden barberry or gold leaf bleeding heart. But a lot of beautiful plants out there. So get outside when it's not smoky and enjoy the outdoors.
All right. Real good. All right. We've got some questions coming in here, Duane.
Okay.
And our first one is, can you overwater your plants or trees?
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah. When you were digging the hole, if you find that it's clay under there and you dig a bowl, so that water isn't going to get out of there, you could actually, if you water too much, what happens is that you don't get oxygen to the roots. The roots will rot and doesn't get oxygen. And so you want to have roots under there so it can't support the top of the tree. When it's 80 to 100 degrees out like right now, and we're in our type of soil, and especially if you get north of here towards Appleton, you need a lot of water. So it's kind of hard to overwater around here. But if you're in an area with it's more clay, it's easier to overwater.
Okay. So it's a little different overwatering plants than a tree, I would guess, a young tree, huh?
When you water a tree, you know, get out away from the tree a little bit so that water gets saturated so that the roots go out and have to hunt for that water. Doesn't always have to be up by the tree. I have a little pet peeve. I don't know why this year, but somebody must have written an article about taking a 5-gallon pail and drilling a hole in the bottom of the on the side of the pail,
mm-hmm.
then filling up the pail and let that water, you know, drain out of the pail. Well, first of all, I think it's a lazy way because you're putting the water all in one spot. You want to water out around the tree, and if that's the only way you can water, it's fine, but turn the hose on, let it go.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know how people dribble the water on there?
Yeah.
Give it some water.
Give it some water, okay. Well, you know my situation, thinking about this question here, I have 2 young trees in my backyard that you planted, so I can overwater them?
I think you would have a hard time. If you overwatered them, probably giving them a whole swimming pool, okay?
Oh, okay.
You're not going to overwater them. And you know what? When you have young trees like that, Paul, if you're going to water, early in the morning is the best time to water because then that plant has the water during the day. And if you're watering in the morning, sprinkle the top of your plant, too, so it, first of all, wash the smoke crap off. And second of all, it'll take in the moisture through the leaves, too.
Okay.
An evergreen takes in 80% of its moisture through its needles. And if there's no dew and no water out there, you need to sprinkle those down.
Okay. Good advice there. Well, here's our next question. I think it's a really good one. We're going to talk about gardening now. Is there a correct way to lay out your garden, planting like corn next to potatoes or planting beans next to cucumbers? Talk about that a little bit. I learned a lot from the thing you sent me here, Dwayne, after that question.
I sent Paul an article. It's called Companion Gardening. And, plants will feed off each other, okay? Like if you plant peas, what that does is sets nitrogen into the soil. At some point, its companion probably needs nitrogen, okay? When I grew up, we just planted a garden.
Yeah.
Okay? And now there's people that write a lot of articles that one plant next to another plant will benefit the other plant. The other side of the story, when you first sent me those questions, are there plants that hurt other plants? And onions next to beans, onions will give off some kind of auxin and will affect the beans. So that's one that shouldn't be planted together. Tomatoes by a lot of other plants. Tomatoes are actually in the black nightshade family, which is a dangerous black nightshade out in here. If you eat the berries off black nightshade, not a tomato, but their relative, it's poisonous.
Mm.
So tomato is in that family, and it does give off, it will affect the plants around it. So,
How would you lay out your garden for a maximum benefit?
You know how I do it?
What?
Plant it.
Just scatter the seeds anywhere, huh?
Well, I usually do it in rows. I usually do it in shorter rows. I usually put out a string and then paint out. You should plant your seeds about three times the width of your seed. So, like, carrot seeds don't need to go very deep. If you're really concerned about that, which I think it's a concern, go online or get a book called Companion Gardening, and they'll tell you, it's interesting to read. You read that article.
I did.
And so, everything helps if you can get your garden to grow better.
Yeah, there are benefits of planting certain vegetables next to each other.
Yeah, and knowledge was what we're lacking, so do some investigating.
Okay.
And grow your garden, which most people do, is number one exercise in the United States is gardening.
It is.
It is.
So yeah, you burn calories.
Gardening.
Yeah. Using that hoe, weeding, that burns a lot of calories.
Unfortunately, everybody gets excited about a gardening in the spring, and then when all those weeds start, kind of lose interest. But we have Earth Elements grower fertilizer, and it's made with non-GMO corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal is a seed inhibitor. So after you've hoed your garden or tilled your garden now, you can put that down, and a lot of those weeds won't come back up.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, you got to run here. The time went fast on another garden show.
Oh, we're expanding the knowledge out of there on horticulture. So,
right.
Hey, we did mention, remember, July 27th is Hort Night up at the Experiment Station in Morris.
Yeah, put that on your calendar. Thursday, July 27th from 4 to 8, and it's one of Dwayne's highlight of the year, right?
It's fun. It is. You'll learn a lot of stuff up there, and there's a lot of people up there. Good fun night.
All right. And shop Heather Nursery and Greenhouse.
You bet. We got a lot of plants left.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. Talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. See you, Paul.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Greenhouse, and that's another garden show for this week. We'll be right back.
is KLQP. Madison Dawson, news and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.